Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, July 19th, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we prepare these messages each weekday morning to encourage God's people. Brooksine is not with me today, although she was earlier and wrote the prayer, which I will read. Today's message is titled, Loving God, Loving People. The scripture text is the very same verse I used in yesterday's podcast, from Hebrews 6, verse 10. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. I accepted Christ when I was a teenager and attended a church in Independence, Missouri. This last spring, I visited with my first pastor's wife, who is now a widow still living by herself. My brother and I had a great visit and were able to thank and bless her for the impact she and her husband had in our lives. They were great examples as they demonstrated Christ's love and total dedication to the flock. On the site today, I have a photo of Sister Howard along with myself I took in March. She and her husband remain a vital part of my spiritual Christian heritage. Early in their marriage, though, they faced a loss we can hardly imagine that required significant overcoming. While they were pastoring a church in Iowa, their 11-year-old son was killed by a drunk driver as he was delivering newspapers. She wept all these years later as she told us the details of the heartbreaking story. Both she and her husband, understandably, had a very difficult time, but by God's grace, they overcame and through their lives touched many for Christ, and she continues in ministry to this day. In yesterday's message, is shared from the daily verse, particularly highlighting the first two phrases and the assurance they bring to counter discouragement in her service for Christ. God is not unjust, and he will not forget our work for him. Now let's receive further encouragement today with the latter part of the verse. How do we show our love for God? Surely through our praises, thankfulness, obedience, and in many other ways. But this verse specifies a way that goes to the very heart of ministry. Notice the phrase, the love you have shown him as you have helped his people. Jesus said, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. In some wonderful way, as we help and serve God's people, we are actually helping and serving God. The writer of Hebrews was confident that this help was active and ongoing. So he finished this sentence with, and continue to help them. Are you in active service for God and to his people today? If so, keep it up. What a great blessing long-term, faithful, dependable encouragers are. God rewards in this life, but his greater reward will begin in the life to come. Be encouraged this day. Let me read Brooksine's prayer right now, and as I read it, it is indeed my prayer, and I hope will be yours as well. Jesus, as you call us, you also equip us to reach out to others with a message of repentance, hope, and newness of life. It is not in our own strength or ability that we can do this, but we go forth in your name, Jesus, representing you who does all things well. Thank you for those who, in obedience, reached out to us, showing us the way to you, our Lord and Master. Amen. Well, again, Brooksine normally reads that prayer in the scripture verse and perhaps other parts of the podcast, but earlier this morning she had another errand to run. Actually, it's interesting. We live in an area with Amish people who do not own or use vehicles, but will pay others to drive them, and she took our neighbor over to the eastern part of Lancaster County today along with her two children. Today I have a different way of sharing a supplemental musical resource. Often on these messages, I try to find a song as well as pictures that might go along with the message. Today's, in fact, has a photo of me and Sister Howard up on the site if you choose to look at it. We are at dailyencouragement.net on the web, and our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. And if you go to today's message, either on the website today, July 19th, or just use the previous message button to go back to the message for July 19th. You can see a photo of me and Sister Howard. She's 87 at the time the photo was taken this March. Also have another resource up, a supplemental music resource, a bit different than I normally use, though. I encourage you to consider checking it out and perhaps passing it along with a personal note to someone who's like Sister Howard in your life. It's an online card with a great message and a song background called Legacy. If you go to the link, you will open to the Dayspring site. There you are, a company that provides Christian greeting cards. And it actually should take you to the link for the specific card. Just follow the directions to play the card and send it. I am amazed at the material on this site. I have a link to another one that just really blessed me as I poked through the site today with beautiful lighthouse pictures accompanied by related scriptures concerning light along with background music. I am aware anytime I put up supplemental resources, I don't know how they're going to work on all computers. I would sure think these require a very high speed or broadband type connection, but I'm not sure. I'm able to have cable here for my ministry. Have a link also to yesterday's message I alluded to that dealt with this same verse, as well as a mention of Sister Howard in a message I wrote back when we did visit her back in March. Final note today, we continue to pray, I am sure, and show concern for all the suffering peoples around the world, and I think particularly on our hearts would be the situation in the Middle East. My next comment is not necessarily related to that, but it's just interesting in light of all that's happening around the world. Yesterday I made a visit to a state prison. There's actually a man that has never attended the church that I've been the interim pastor at, and will be through the end of this month, but somehow got connected to the church, and I suppose we're as close as we have to a home church for him. He has a long sentence, a very severe crime that he committed and admits to committing while under the influence of drugs. The visits to a prison are a tremendous reminder of the curse of drugs and other intoxicants. The measures taken by the staff to prevent anything from coming in indicate the great determination that some must have to get them in. Among screening I was potentially subject to were both a full-body cavity search, which thankfully I did not have to do, as well as a canine search, or use of the canine dogs to detect drugs. Virtually all crime, it's interesting, is a subject of either intoxicants or sexual perversions. It's interesting in light of the timeless truths of God's Word. The other observation yesterday was just how many of the women visiting men in the prison were dressed as Muslims. I've read this, but I witnessed it myself. I've had two visits to this prison, and the incredible impact of the Muslim religion among the prisoners, and one only wonders what type of teaching they're receiving in there in light of activities all around the world. Thank God for ministries in prisons by Christians, though. And the young man I visited has indeed accepted Christ, a horrendous crime, and will pay a long, long penalty for his actions. But he has turned to Christ and is growing in his faith. What a blessing that is. Well, may you have a blessed day today. Continue to be a blessing to others. Consider that verse again. Perhaps look it up. Study it in different translations and even commentaries as you seek to bless God as you bless others.